world is always on. But you shouldn't be. Put junk sleep to bed.
During Mattress Firm's Labor Day sale, get a king for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $700 on Sealy. Talk to a sleep expert and unjunk your sleep today. Mattress Firm.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Salcedo Storm Podcast.
It's no secret that the Democrat Socialist Party in the United States is the genesis of every one of our problems we're experiencing today. Every single thing that is happening to our families, to our communities, can be traced back to left-wing, anti-American, socialist Democrats. If I were to play a game of word association with you, and I say Democrat, what would be the first word that pops into your brain? Let's just go ahead and just do that. I say Democrat, you say now, a lot of you probably can't say in polite company the word that pops into your head when I say Democrat and you respond with whatever that word is. I want to offer you a suggestion. When I hear Democrat these days, the first word that pops into my head is criminal. You can see it in the streets around America, where I think it was just Tucker Carlson a night ago did a massive rundown of all of the Democrat-run cities on how they are going soft on criminals, enabling criminals to basically ply their disgraceful and lawless trade on an innocent public. They're not bothering to enforce the law anymore. Certainly the Department of Injustice is not equally enforcing the law. Certainly the FBI has been compromised, as now I'm hearing more informants are coming forward saying the FBI has been compromised. And John Solomon, who's doing a lot of great work on the Trump raid, we now know that the Trump raid was falsely predicated. We know that the Trump raid, that Joe Biden was actually weighing in and coordinating the Trump raid, taking out his would-be future political opposition. Folks, this is Banana Republic, Soviet-style BS we're talking about here. So, and it's all illegal. It's all criminal. None of it comports with the law. And that's a sure sign of a disintegrating society. And we knew Joe Biden and his lawless administration were not going to adhere to the law by what they're doing at the border. It was just revealed in certain reports that we're anticipating around 6 million illegal aliens into the United States by the end of Beijing Biden's second year in office. And this is, again, I've said it before, Joe Biden's earliest set of crises, but it was a hint and a half that we were going to be destroyed from within. The Democrats have set us on a path to destruction by tearing down our constitutional republic, by tearing down the rule of law and saying, you know what, we're taking over. Doesn't matter what, how you vote, doesn't matter what you say, we Democrats are in charge, screw you. In Texas, according to our friends over at the Texan, and I think I mentioned this on the KSEV show and may have mentioned it here, not sure, Corpus Christi lawyer arrested in Kinney County on suspicion of human smuggling and resisting arrest. So now individuals who are illustrious members of the Texas bar, individuals who are assigned with defending the law, are now openly and brazenly breaking the law. An attorney from Corpus Christi who claimed to work for the federal government on immigration cases was arrested in Kinney County on suspicion of human smuggling and resisting arrest, according to a constable working near the southern border on Operation Lone Star. Galveston County Precinct 2 Constable Jimmy Fullen, or is it Fulin, is among many law enforcement officers from across the state who are assisting Border Patrol and local officials with responding to illegal immigration. A licensed attorney and federally appointed immigration magistrate was recently arrested in Kinney County, Texas, for smuggling of a human and resisting arrest. That's what Fullen wrote on Facebook. He said, great job, Deputy Gonzalez, and troopers who were on the scene assisting. It's how bad it's getting. So now Democrats and their attorneys are lawbreaking, and they expect to get away with it. Why? Because we're Democrats. Laws don't apply to us. We use the law to take out our political opponents, accusing them of breaking the law when they're not. We just kind of fabricate the charges just to take them out. Folks, this playbook is shockingly playing out the way it has across world history, the corruption of societies. And we can blame Republicans like Mitch McConnell and Republicans like Kevin McCarthy, Republicans like Speaker Joe Strauss and Dennis Bond and others for surrendering to this crap. We can thank them for it if we can't recover. And I've got to be honest, my friends, I don't know that we are. So let's just focus on one issue at a time. And of course, the open borders are a big issue. Basically, wholesale remaking the United States in one fell swoop, giving the socialist Democrats some sort of imprimatur, some sort of, electoral advantage, as every single one of these individuals will vote Democrat when given the opportunity. Notice I say when, because their illegal aliens and foreign nationals are already being given the vote in places around America. In my view, invalidating those elections. Nobody that's elected to any position should be recognized. Certainly none of their elected representatives in the federal government should be recognized. Any state that recognizes foreign nationals voting in elections, canceling out American votes, should not be seated, period. End of sentence. You know, I think it's coming down to brass tacks here in short order, folks. Many people have asked, well, what happens if we send troops from Texas to stop illegal immigration? Will Joe Biden send American troops to fire on Texas National Guardsmen to maintain illegal immigration? Will Joe Biden give that order? I believe he would. What do we do? We explore that next in the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
All right, folks, I want to bring on our guest. Sheena Rodriguez is the president of Alliance for a Safe Texas. Their mission is to inform and educate fellow Texans of the consequences of illegal immigration and Beijing Biden's open border policies, or any politicians, I guess, open border policies. Hey, Sheena.
Hi, thank you so much, Chris, for having me on.
Great to have you. Look, I've got a lot of headlines here that have been dominating my inbox and a lot of my work, but I wanted to see just where you are, 30,000 feet up. Where are we as far as this latest round of illegal immigration crises forced upon our people by this lawless administration?
It's a never-ending stream of an intentional invasion of every kind, from people, from like physical people to drugs, gang members, you name it, it's pouring over in ways that people really just cannot truly understand unless they've seen it for themselves.
Well, there's the American people seem to agree with you. According to an NPR poll that was just released, it looks like as of August 18th, the majority of Americans see an invasion at the southern border. And I don't think you can classify it anything but that.
I agree. And if there was a stronger word to categorize this, that would be more fitting. I mean, it really is incomprehensible. Like, look, here in the state of Texas, right, we've always been at the forefront of a porous border. Okay, we always will be. It's not necessarily anything new. What's new is the sheer magnitude that we are seeing. It's unprecedented levels. It's utter and complete chaos. It's open borders that we've just never seen before in our lifetime. And it's far worse than, you know, even short clips on you know, some of the media sources. It's so much deeper. It's so much bigger. To really try to grasp how big and of an issue this is, like I said, almost incomprehensible. It really is horrific. And, you know, I've said it before, when people wake up to see how bad this truly is, this country is going to be radically different. It's a fast track to communism. It's one of the several tactics that we've seen throughout history that is utilized. It's really quite terrifying, and we really need to do all that we can to try to get a handle on it.
Well, there is no we, because our government doesn't listen to us anymore. As a matter of fact, they don't even listen to their own kind. The Democrats are begging and pleading to stop destroying our communities the way your rampant, uncontrolled illegal immigration is doing. And this administration refuses. Of course, just 2 short years ago, the border was more secure than I had seen it in my lifetime. Illegal immigration was reduced to a trickle, which is exactly what we want it to be. And what a contrast, and how quickly socialists and communists can ruin a country in 2 short years.
Isn't that the truth? Love them or hate them, you know, the truth of the matter is, while it wasn't perfect, under President Trump, things were radically just so much difference. There was a stark difference even from previous administrations, both Democrat and Republican alike. Right. You talk to any Border Patrol agent and any rancher, you know, or fellow Texan that lives along the border, and they're all going to tell you the same thing. It was shut down. It was shut down under the Trump administration. The policies were working. The only thing that the Biden regime had to do was just do nothing at all, right? But that wasn't part of their plan. That wasn't part of their narrative, you know, and the bigger scheme of what we're seeing here. You know, I just saw from Arizona that, you know, CBP Border Patrol agents had seized pills that mimic candy. Right. That are fentanyl. You know, this is geared that is the real pandemic. Right. That's the real epidemic that is deadly, specifically to our children, to our unassuming children. You know, hundreds of thousands are dying. And there's nothing that's stopping it. The same thing with the crime and the sheer magnitude of the numbers that we see coming over. That's going to impact our minority communities the most, our education system, right? Our hospital systems and our healthcare systems. We're seeing this, and these are the other elements, you know, that really the scope of is just really difficult to really kind of understand and comprehend. And people are going to start really feeling it, not just in seeing it in their everyday lives, but also in their pocketbooks at a time when we're seeing record number inflation, right? And people already have far less money in their bank accounts. You know, those property taxes are going to continue to skyrocket. It's impacting the housing, you know, market. There's not an area in everyday Texans and Americans' lives that is not directly impacted by this open border policies. There's just not.
Sheena Rodriguez is our guest right now, president of Alliance for a Safe Texas. Their main focus is a secure border, which we do not have. You mentioned the fentanyl crisis. There's a new drug out there. It's called ISO. This thing is anywhere between 20 to 100 times more lethal, and it too is coming across our border. It is fair to say this is the agenda of death that the Democrat Party is seeking to impact our children with, allowing this poison to stream into the veins of the nation's veins. And I don't think I'm overstating that. And it seems to be exactly what they're after.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that you mentioned that. You know, while fentanyl gets a lot of the headlines, you know, that's just one very deadly drug that we're seeing. And then in addition to that, the methamphetamines, That's another huge issue that is just skyrocketing. It's so heartbreaking. And, you know, I see some of these new pages that are coming up too on some social media sites about the families of those who have lost loved ones to fentanyl related overdose, the vast majority of which, you know, are unassuming. They didn't even know what they're taking. And so, you know, Americans can think, oh yeah, but my children are not going to, I don't have to worry about that with my son or daughter. No, they're not intending to do this, right? They don't even know what they're saying. It's counterfeit pills. It's counterfeit drugs. And then not just that, they're targeting our youth. The cartel are targeting our youth as smugglers, right? They're using social media as an outlet to attract our teenagers, bringing them down from the Metroplex areas and out of state, you know, saying, hey, look, you want to make a quick, easy few $1,000s, you know, and look at this lavish lifestyle. Look at all these, you know, this cold, hard cash that you could get. You know, that's the other element to this as well. And the same thing with the gang infiltration. And we're talking really hardcore gangs, right? The shift that you see in the gangs going towards more towards like the MS-13, which are vicious gang members, you know, that are just pouring over. And then the terrorism threat. Everything that we're talking about here is an existential threat to the very lives of Americans, of our children, of our families. And that's what we're trying to accomplish as well with Alliance for a Safe Texas, is trying to show, look, when we're talking about the border crisis, the border invasion, as it were, it's not just under the bridge in Del Rio, right? It's far more than that. And this is how, because they're not staying there, these issues are not staying along, you know, our southern sovereign state border.
Oh, we know
it's
that because
everywhere.
The blue state mayors and the blue state governors are all up in arms over the illegal aliens being bussed to their towns.
I just got to laugh at that.
They don't like it. It's okay as long as Texas is being harmed, but they don't like it when it's harming their communities, these so-called sanctuary states. I don't know what type of legal background you have, Sheena, but you probably saw the video of the state of Texas shutting down these gates down there in some of our border communities, and they lock the gates, and here comes Joe Biden's government, and they opened up the gates on private property and allowed illegal aliens egress into the United States. I asked a sitting congressman just yesterday, hey, is that legal? Can the federal government open up to your private land to illegal aliens? And he said, no, it's illegal, but guess what? They're doing it anyway.
Right. What we're seeing is the federal takeover of sovereign state land, right? And this is one of the things that we've been screaming about in the state of Texas and those in Arizona, is like, look, this is a blatant manufactured crisis by our federal government, right? That is intentionally harming Texas and American citizens. People are literally dying, right? This isn't a distant problem. People are literally dying. People's lives are at stake. Their properties are being just ravaged. You know, everything that we just kind of talked about, right? But what we're seeing is in all of the issues that we're seeing, from education, you know, to Roe versus Wade, praise Jesus, right, that happened.
Yeah.
We have to go back to state sovereignty. And what we're seeing, you know, I was just down there, actually in Eagle Pass. We had our Texas Senate Border Security Committee hearing. It was the first of five hearings where they have accepted, you know, public testimony. So people came out there, we were able to go testify and hear, you know, how Texans are being directly impacted by this. And of course the efforts under Operation Lone Star, what's working, what needs, you know, modifications, how can we make it better, right? Because we're doing everything that we can, if we're playing by their rules. But unfortunately, you know, there was actually a personal friend of mine and a fellow rancher down there that said, you know what, sometimes doing what is legal and doing what is morally right, like, we are two totally different things.
Well, how
and
can
there's
we
nothing
be
legal?
How can we be accused of breaking the law when the federal government isn't following the law to begin with?
Exactly. And that's the thing. There's nothing legal about the the Biden regime and Mayorkas, treasonous Mayorkas, about what they're doing. They're changing the interpretations of laws as they see fit. And there's nothing legal about it. It is treasonous, in my opinion. And like I said, people are dying. And it's past time that the states put their foot down and say, you know what? We are the elected officials of the people that, you know, of the state, of the great state of Texas, that we have been elected to represent. And we need to do what is morally and legally right, because the Constitution allows for this, both on the federal level and on the state level, saying, you know what? And when the federal government fails to uphold its duty to protect its citizens, it is therefore then incumbent upon our state elected officials to do so. And I'm telling you right now, the tone that you hear from Texans, including in the Metroplex areas, is enough is enough, right? We're not going to accept this excuse that it's a federal issue when we are dying, when our children are dying, when our lands are being ravaged. This is an absolute invasion, unprecedented. You know, it's just no longer an acceptable answer. We can do more legally and constitutionally, and we must do more.
Well, you just took me right where I wanted to go. Sheena Rodriguez is my guest, president of the Alliance for a Safe Texas. I'm sure you guys have put a lot of thought into the actions that the individual states can take. Arizona, because they may soon have a governor and a legislature predisposed to doing that. The state of Texas, I think New Mexico is pretty much lost. I think California is pretty much lost. But what can the individual states that do not believe in enabling illegal immigration, what can they do?
You know what? That's our main goal. Our main goal for Alliance for a Safe Texas, again, is to address the negative consequences of illegal immigration that we feel on all levels, all throughout the sovereign state of Texas, right? And there are things that individuals and that can get engaged in and put the pressure on their city, county, and state officials to fortify the state of Texas as much as legally possible, right? And we're talking about long-term things legislatively, but in the short term, you know, declaring an act of invasion, which right now we have 11 counties, at least. I believe that there was two more counties that jumped on board, urging, you know, our governor to declare this as the act of invasion that it is, and to trigger this constitutional crisis, if you will, of saying, you know, a lot of them, they want to claim, oh, well, but Arizona case. And, you know, and my biggest argument is, how many times have Supreme Court cases or opinions, right, been overturned? Roe versus Wade just happened, right? Like, that's come true now. You know, and it's past time, when people's lives are at stake, to push that, to push back on that and say enough is enough. And we have to go back to state sovereignty, declaring an act of invasion and then acting upon it, right?
Well, then, okay, then let's detail that. What if you were advising Governor Greg Abbott, and let's say, because the governors are the only ones who can do this, so Abbott being the governor of Texas, praise God, Kerry Lake will be the next governor of Arizona. If you were advising these governors, what advice? Step one, okay, I get out and I declare a formal invasion on the U.S. border, triggering Article 10. The 10th Amendment.
Article 1, Section 10.
Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. So then what next?
Well, there's several things. It's not just enough to just say, okay, now we're declaring that this is an act of invasion. What that would do is then constitutionally allow the governors to then take action, right? One of the biggest things, a lot of people say that they want to see them stop this at the river. And I agree, you know, stop this at the river. Way back when last year, you know, even the Cajun Navy offered to help deploy their services to help stop this at the river, right? Before they even step foot, because everything that Operation Lone Star right now is doing is consequential. It's after they've stepped foot, right, onto Texas sovereignty.
All right, well, I got to stop. I got to stop you there, because we got to tell folks why that's important. Folks, you may or may not know this, but Republicans and Democrats have colluded over the decades to make sure that illegal immigration can't be stopped. They've triggered laws and rights and all manner of protections. All you got to do is set one pinky toe in the United States, and all those things are triggered. So the trick, if you will, to stopping illegal immigration is to making sure they do not set foot in the United States of America, these illegal aliens. So that's what Sheena's talking about here. We've got to stop them from entering and stopping the federal government from being able to trigger their Walmart greeter status and saying, come on in and make sure you plug into our entitlement systems.
Absolutely. And so then you can, now we have over 1,250 miles of border, right? Texas has the largest, you know, southern mass, if you will, of the southern border. So, of course, we just don't have the boots necessary to be able to deploy numbers-wise to be able to cover all of our square miles, right? But then it stops that. You put them in the hot spots. But then in addition to that, you then go, one of the things that Governor Abbott did very briefly, for about the span of a week, is start to slow down and interfere with commerce. Now, I made the argument that I didn't feel at the time that that was actually constitutional, because that is one of the things that in the Constitution specifically states is that the sovereign states granted, you know, gave that authority over is commerce, right? But with once you trigger that declaration, you then take that power back. And then we have the constitutional ability to say, now we are declaring that this is an act of invasion. This is war, waged upon us by the criminal cartel organizations, right? Because that's also key, the criminal cartel organizations. And now we are going to stop and inspect every single, you know, 18-wheeler that's coming across our roadways. What is that going to do? If you do it long enough, because it did trigger some meetings, in Mexico with some of the Mexican governors,
right,
to make some agreements. But that was all, again, photo.
Well,
op.
Here's the issue with Mexico. I mean, the country of Mexico just shut down here recently because the entire damn country is under the control of the cartels.
Narco state.
Yeah, yeah. They don't. We have a terrorist narco state on our southern border because, again, a socialist runs that state.
Yep. And so how do we fight that? Just like President Trump did, which was so effective. Effectively, you're putting the pressure of like Trump did with the tariffs, right? Mm-hmm. Implementing the tariffs. It was the threat of the tariffs. And then all of a sudden, that was more pressing to sit there and go, that's going to hurt our Mexican economy. So by slowing it down, but doing it on a bigger scale, legally and constitutionally, that's where you're really going to start seeing some more pushback from, because you have to be.
Okay,
it is
so
corrupt.
I'm with you. By the way, folks, we are talking with Sheena Rodriguez. She is with the Alliance for a Safe Texas. So an official declaration is made. Then we shut down the borders to commerce, and we it's a declaration of war. So we won't allow anything in unless it gets inspected. That puts a lot of economic pressure on foreign states. Now, let me just play a governor. Say I'm the governor. Okay. And I'm going to ask the folks over at the Alliance for a Safe Texas, okay, you think that Joe Biden, who is the lawless, or whoever's running his mind, whoever's pulling his strings, that they're going to sit back and they're going to allow me to do this because Texas is the biggest land border with Mexico, the biggest access point for illegal aliens to access the United States, and the Biden administration and the Democrat Socialist Party needs volume, as you know. So the minute I stop that, all of a sudden I'm going to run afoul of the federal government, and they're first going to go to court, and they're going to issue an injunction saying you can't do this because you the federal government is exclusively in charge of immigration and or in this case, choosing not to enforce immigration law. And how should I respond as governor to that?
So that's, and therein lies the pickle, right? You do have this very real scenario, if you will, of blue hats meeting with Texas forces, even if we were, because one of the other things is, you know, that the declaration would allow for is also the potential of then deporting. Right, which that's another major step of it. The state of Texas forces deporting. And then you have this vision of on the international bridges, blue hats with concrete barriers saying, nope, we are going to, we're not going to allow them to cross over. You shall not pass and just go ahead and continue this act of invasion. You know, we're on the side of the illegal aliens, which they're already doing.
Oh, wait a minute. You skipped a step. You skipped to step four, which was my next question about military involvement. So again, I'm just talking about the courts because, you know, I mean, with Chief Justice John Roberts on that court, there's a very real possibility that the Supreme Court would even say, well, Texas, I know you declared an invasion, but this is unprecedented. We're not going to recognize it. And the federal government has the right, so you must cease and desist. Would Texas just simply ignore that?
And we've already kind of seen that, right? If we're judging by some of the recent opinions that have been sent out, you know, with the Remain in Mexico policy saying, yeah, we don't really need to do that. You know, the Supreme Court did come out there, and it wasn't honestly very surprising. I think, again, it comes down to how many more children do we need to lose? How many more?
I'm with you. No, like I said, you've already got, I'm governor, right? So I'm already,
right.
I've already signed onto steps one and two. I already believe this is an invasion, and I've taken action. So now I guess that you guys at would caution me, hey, the Alliance for Safe Texas says to the governor, just ignore it. They ignore the law. They ignore the law. So guess what? You've declared, you're protecting Texans. You've declared an invasion. And so just ignore it. You don't recognize their authority because you have in your view, under, what is it? Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, under that clause, you have the right to protect your state. Okay? Now, step four, Sheena Rodriguez. The Beijing Biden, who, as you know, he and his administration, those who run his administration with the raid on Mar-a-Lago, they are setting us on a course towards shooting at each other. That is my firm belief. So if Joe Beijing Biden decides he wants to deploy U.S. troops to come down to the border to facilitate illegal immigration, what then?
Well, you know, and that's kind of why we are where we are. Mm-hmm. I would expect a ruling like that, honestly, right?
Right.
And yes, and then you're put in the pickle of now what do I do, right? And again, it's incumbent upon our state officials to stand up for their citizens, right?
What our military do you think our military members would open fire on their fellow citizens?
You know what? I think that we are, just like you said, you know, I put my Texas flag out earlier that says come and take it with an AR on it, right? And I did that because I'm sending a strong message. I'm dead serious. I posted on social media because the writing's on the wall. We know where this is headed. And that is, unfortunately, I fear, and very many people fear, that that's where we're headed, right? And because it's not just the border invasion, it's everything else that we've just talked about. Again, this is just one part of the bigger picture, right? And it's scary times, it's unprecedented times, but for such a time as this. And if it does boil down to that, which God forbid, nobody wants that.
Do you think that's why governors are not going down this road? I mean, it's either a slow death by a thousand cuts, or, you know, you take action and you take a stand and you hasten the day to where Americans are firing at Americans again in another civil war. Again, I don't think I'm being cavalier by invoking civil war. I think people that are moderates or even on the left have seen what this Department of Justice is doing, what this administration is doing, and thinks that there is no other recourse, that there are very few things that unite we Americans anymore. Those of us who don't want to be ruled and those of us who want to rule us, you know, those who want to rule us. So I understand what you're saying, but I guess the Alliance for a Safe Texas is fully acknowledging that if we take the steps to secure, to try to stop this invasion, it could very well lead to Americans firing on Americans.
I think that regardless whether or not a governor is bold enough, right, whether it be in the state of Texas or, God willing, Carrie Lake, right, standing up for the citizens of Arizona, I think regardless whether or not our state elected officials are brave enough to take such a bold move that could potentially lead down that path, I think it very well could be coming regardless.
Yeah.
I think that you're at a point in time where Texans are fed up.
Is it
and
brave?
It's only a matter of time.
Is it brave or just what they're called to do? You were elected to protect your constituents. And just because Joe Biden doesn't give a damn about fulfilling that obligation, or Mitch McConnell doesn't give a damn about fulfilling that obligation, doesn't mean the rest of you have to do that, right?
I think that doing the right thing very much so takes a certain amount of bravery, Okay. And this is is that part in time where we need that. We need strong, courageous, bold leadership that is willing to say, I'm going to do what is morally right for the people of my state.
I got There is a part five to this for Sheena Rodriguez of the the president of the Alliance for a Safe Texas. There's a part five. As you know, we have enemies out there who are not only within. The enemies within are allied with the enemies from without. Russia, communist China, and others that would be looking quite interestingly at an America firing at each other. What do we do as Americans, knowing that some of these foreign actors have been stoking these flames, these divisions between us, and have been actually funding some of our politicians, like the aforementioned Beijing Biden and his family, to sow these divisions, to bring down the United States of America?
You know, I'll even further that. When I was in Laredo, I saw a group of men from China crossing over. I have Russian debit cards that I collected along the Rio Grande, you know, because I've been kind of everywhere along the Rio Grande from one end to the other in the state of Texas. And I would go even further and tell you, you know, all it even takes is just a few dirty bombs to go off while we are declaring an act of invasion in the midst of a civil war. And then we are brought down to our knees. And then it's the perfect time for our enemies, China and Russia, to attack. And they don't even need to even bring soldiers over. I promise you, they already have them here. It's frightening. And this is the reality. And people need to gear up and get active and engaged and involved and try to solve things peacefully now while we can. Because I promise you, one way or another, whether people are bold enough or courageous enough on the state elected, you know, levels or on the federal level, sadly, I fear that this is coming. No. It's a very real threat.
Well,
so,
especially on the terrorism threat, I have no doubt that terrorist cells are here. I'm not sure how many regular military or maybe special forces from those foreign countries that you and I were talking about. I'm pretty certain they're operating within our borders because we have our government focused on attacking us rather than protecting us. Sheena Rodriguez is president of Alliance for a Safe Texas. If folks want to check out your website, check out what you guys are doing and your advocacy, where can they go?
SecureTheBorder.us. That's SecureTheBorder.us. They can find information on our 501c4 Alliance for a Safe Texas on there, along with kind of all the information. We have blogs and podcasts and information getting out all the time. And sign up for emails and find out ways that they can get active and engaged and involved to try to stop this, right? So that we can look into our children's eyes and say, we did everything we physically could, humanly could, to try to stop this. They can find ways to take action right there where they're at in their city, county, and of course on the state level. Well, thank you so much.
Been an enlightening and a frightening conversation. Thanks very much, lady. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Has it come to this? Has it really come to the point to where the Democrat Socialist Party, they don't want to be Americans anymore? It's not just enough for them not to be Americans and leave in peace. No, they want to force us all not to be Americans, too. That's the nature of left-wing extremism. It's a left-wing communist mentality, socialist mentality. They need a labor force. They need to force their ideals upon you. All of you who want to, who yearn to breathe free. So long as there is one Democrat in elected office, your freedom is under threat. Take my word on it, folks. Gone are the days the Democrats actually believe in a government of, by, and for the people in that Constitution. And now the biggest threat to your family's freedom and prosperity is the Democrat Socialist Party and their friends in the media. And frankly, those they've co-opted in what I call permanent Washington. That's going to wrap up this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast, my friends. Two websites I want you to check out. Number one, the Texas Scorecard, texasscorecard.com. Number two, chrissalcedo.com. That's where you can find out, well, how to book me for a speech. You can drop me an email, drop me a voicemail, track me down on the Chris Salcedo Show on KSEV, the Voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can listen all around the country. And also find me on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 o'clock. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.